Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if you're just turning on the radio and haven't heard about Wall Street's bounce this morning, it's up close to 300 points on the bank and housing bailout proposals from the Treasury Department. Investors have reignited a two-week rally after hearing the government's plan to help banks in particular remove as much as $1 trillion in bad assets from their books. Home sales also showed a surprising increase in a figure out this morning. The Treasury Department says its plan will rely on a mix of government and private money. This is the long-awaited detail sheet from the general concept of this that Treasury Secretary Geithner released in February. The rise in home sales comes as prices fall. Makes sense. Traders are eager for any sign that a glut of available homes is easing. In midday trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 288 points right now. The S&P 500 up 30, a good jump for that index. The NASDAQ up 53. So they like what Geithner had to say today. But part of what happened last week over AIG bonuses was a finger-pointing episode between Tim Geithner and one of our local elected officials, Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, who is chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. As it happens, he is also among the walking wounded right now politically, as is Geithner, because of questions about Dodd's own connections to one of the bad banks in this saga, Countrywide Financial. So we are joined now by Lucy Nalpathanachil from WNPR, Connecticut Radio, Connecticut Public Radio in Hartford. Hi, Lucy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
Now,
so you were mentioning that he's wounded, walking around here wounded, and that's true. He's pretty low in terms of job approval ratings in Connecticut, and with the way he handled AIG last week, a lot of residents and voters are rethinking whether they're going to vote for him next year.
Well, this Dodd versus Geithner. Let me play a clip of Senator Dodd, and then you can fill us in on exactly what happened here. This is Senator Dodd about a week ago on CNN explaining the loophole which exempted employees of AIG who signed contracts before February from the tough new executive compensation limits that Dodd and others included in the stimulus bill. So in other words, Dodd was way out front during the stimulus debate on the need for caps on executive compensation, but apparently was responsible for this loophole allowing the AIG bonuses. And here's what he had to say about it.
We wrote the language in the bill that to deal with bonuses, golden parachutes, excessive compensation, executive compensation. That was adopted unanimously by the United States Senate in the stimulus bill. That's what I would have liked to have seen maintained in the bill. But for that language, there would have been no language in the bill to deal with any of this at all, including language that allowed them to reach back. The administration, it's been widely reported, had problems with that amendment, as others did as well. And they came and said, we'd like to modify that amendment. The alternative, frankly, was to have happened to my amendment what happened to the Wyden-Snow amendment, and that is it be dropped altogether.
All right, Lucy from WNPR in Hartford, put that into plain English for us, can you?
Well, that's what everyone was asking last week, is why can't Senator Dodd clearly explain his role in this amendment to the stimulus package? You know, last Tuesday he talked to CNN, and when they asked him specifically about this loophole, he said he had no idea how this language got into the bill. He had nothing to do with it. On Wednesday, there was a retraction, and he said, well, actually, the Treasury Department did approach me and my staff. We amended this bill because the Treasury Department was worried that this idea Dodd originally wanted to reach back retroactively, meaning any firm or company that took this TARP money, they wouldn't be able to use the money for bonuses. The government was worried that if you did that, then you would open the government up to lawsuits because they were contractually obligated when they came up with this bonus package a few months back. And so that's why Dodd said that he decided to amend this legislation, and he said he had no idea this would relate at all to AIG, and if he knew it at the time that it did relate to AIG, he never would have agreed to the change.
And this started to be reported last week as Dodd versus Geithner, pointing fingers at each other. And yet, here is Secretary Geithner seeming to explain that the Treasury requested this loophole of Dodd.
We expressed concern about this specific provision because we wanted to make sure it was strong enough to survive legal challenge. But we also work with him to strengthen the overall framework. And his bill has this very important provision we're relying on now to go back and see if we can recoup payments that were made that there was no legal ability to block.
So, Lucy, are they on the same page or are they pointing fingers at each other?
Well, when Dodd offered, he had a press conference call with Connecticut media only Thursday afternoon where he pointed to an article from CNN on their website that Geithner was taking full responsibility. And it seemed like there was understanding between the two parties that this might have just been misconstrued in the media. But by Friday, when the cameras were still following Senator Dodd at an event in his in the community, he said that when someone asked him, did you feel like the Treasury Department really hung you out to dry? He said that he didn't feel that way, but he wished the Treasury Department had come forward sooner and explained how all of this happened instead of Senator Dodd pretty much taking the fall the past week.
Now, Lucy, a lot of the New York and New Jersey portions of our audience, not to mention the more far-flung via podcast or the web, haven't heard about Dodd's problems with Countrywide Financial. What's the story there?
Well, this started well over a year ago. A Condé Nast portfolio magazine broke the story that Senator Dodd was among many lawmakers, some journalists, who were part of this VIP program with Countrywide or Friends of Angelo Mozilla, the CEO, that they would get certain special treatment. Whatever that special treatment might be, it was unclear. Senator Dodd refused to disclose the two loans that he had with Countrywide last summer when the story broke, saying that the House Oversight and Accountability Committee would look into it and clear his name. And then recently in February, just the other month, he sat down with reporters and said, look, my rates that I got on these two loans were based on my credit report. Here are the documents, and I got no special treatment. And the damage was already done, though. He waited like 9 months before he told the Connecticut voters and others in this region that, you know, he didn't get special treatment. He knew nothing about getting any kind of deal because he was part of this VIP program. And then last week, again, the House committee came out with a report that said that Dodd didn't know about the VIP program and some special treatment, but it did look like that he actually got away with not paying less than a point on each of those loans, and he might have violated some ethics rules because of it.
So is he vindicated by not knowing about these this VIP program?
Well, it remains to be seen what the Senate will do in terms of this report that came out last week. But in Connecticut, again, his job approval rating is the lowest in his history of his career at like 41%. There's already a Republican, Rob Simmons, that has announced he's going to run against Dodd. That was last Sunday. Again, this race is in November. The election is November 2010. The RNC has a target on Dodd. It's becoming one of the most hotly contested races looking ahead. And Dodd keeps saying, you know, there's a job. I need to do my job. And we need to fix the economy. I'm not going to get pulled into this permanent campaign. But it seems like, whether he likes it or not, he's being pulled into a campaign, and he's going to have to keep answering to why he didn't clearly explain his role in the AIG loophole in the stimulus legislation. And again, what's up with this VIP program, and why weren't you clear about these loans back when the story broke? Why'd you wait so long to reveal these details?
Is all of this getting a lot of attention in the Connecticut media? People are really paying attention, and you know, whether or not they're accepting Senator Dodd's explanations here, they know there's something going on with him?
A lot of people, I know in the Hartford Courant last week, every day Dodd was front page news. Some of the headlines were Dodd flip-flop. An editorial said, why we can't trust Dodd. There are residents that write in and call and ones that we've talked to that feel like he's just lying. They question his morals and ethics. You know, he's been chair of the banking committee since 2007. Shortly thereafter, he decided to run for the presidency, and he moved his family out of Connecticut to Iowa. And when it was clear that he had no chance in getting that Democratic nomination, he came back. And people feel like he was really asleep at the wheel in terms of what was going on in the financial markets, and his committee is responsible for regulating these institutions. He gets a lot of money from these organizations. AIG and Countrywide have given him thousands of dollars over the years for his long career. A lot of people are wondering if he's really watching out for the interests of Connecticut residents.
Yeah. Here, for example, from our website, a listener asks, is it just a coincidence that both Dodd and Wall Street elites live in Connecticut? Do they golf at the small country clubs as well? I think she meant to say at the same country clubs as well. Is that kind of the essence of the issue now, whether Dodd is actually too connected to AIG, which gave him a lot of campaign money, too connected to some of the other Wall Street companies and elites? Is this populist anger at Dodd, or is this, you know, because he is seen to be personally corrupt?
I think that people just question his motives because of his, as you mentioned, his long connections with these financial institutions, and the fact that, you know, he keeps getting this media attention and he fumbles statements to the media and then he has to come back and correct them. And because the Republican National Committee is now, their eyes are firm on this seat, he really is in some trouble in the months ahead. And whether or not, you know, is he going to run next year? He says he intends to seek reelection, but there's a lot of material that he's given the Republicans now that might make this race pretty interesting next year.
All right. Well, Lucy, before you go, we had a little dispute among some of our callers last week as to whether people from Connecticut call themselves Connecticutters, like the gardening tool, or Connecticuteers, like Mickey's gang. What do you say?
I think it's nutmeggers or Connecticutians.
She ducks it. And with a good Connecticutians reference, which is where this all started. I said Connecticutians, and I said, well, that can't really be it. What do you really call yourselves? So we've only further confused the issue, but maybe cleared up some things about Senator Dodd with Lucy Nalpathanchil, reporter at WNPR Connecticut Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Lucy.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.